responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we launch here into Hour 2, we go back to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. So we'll talk to John in Texas. John, you just barely had a chance to get your thoughts started there in the last hour, so I wanted to make sure you got out what you'd called about. So go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, basically, my whole thing is, you know, since when has it been the government's job to bail failing businesses?
And these
businesses that are failing.
To answer your question, it seems like it's been a while.
Listen, though, these businesses that are failing, they're failing because they put themselves. You know, they put themselves in those positions by making all these ninja loans and things like that, these loans to subprime. And what happened was, now that they're suffering the consequences, they reap them.
Yep.
And now that the chickens come home to roost, they're getting scared and wanting bailouts. The thing is, they suffer the consequences, the actions. And another thing, you know, the Dow soars. Everybody gets excited. I think what this is yo-yo, and it's fear-mongering. They're getting people so scared, are hoarding canned goods, doing all kinds of crazy nonsense. Home sales are down. The market is just a mess, even worse. I think what it is it's a mess due to the speculation that it's going to be a mess. It's not a mess due to the circumstances that are here today. And the thing is, a lot of people – they're just overreacting and getting scared because all they hear on the news is, oh, the subprime housing, you know, the chaos, and that's all they hear. They don't hear anything.
Sure. Yeah, the news plays right into it. They love to scare the people, so they'll tune in through the break and, you know, watch what's coming up next. The news doesn't have any real interest in talking about what's really going on, and the reason why the bailouts happen is because it's the same old in politics. It's politics is rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies. So the people that are in charge of companies like, the airlines, for instance, have gotten a bailout recently. Obviously, these financial organizations getting bailouts. Now, you had Chrysler getting a bailout a few decades ago, and the reason why is because they're buddy-buddy with the political guys. They gave money to their campaigns, and now it's time for them to essentially get paid back for supporting their friends in politics. And if the local mom-and-pop video store ends up getting shut down because they just can't compete with Netflix or whatever, they don't get to go to their local government and demand a bailout, and nobody would support that. I mean, they might on the sort of, oh, it's the mom and pop store level, but at the same time, those of us who understand a thing or two about economics, and I am no scholar, I know a little bit about it. I know enough to know that it's creative destruction when these businesses go under. And I thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you. It's creative destruction. That's the terminology for it, in that when a business cannot serve its customers or when a business makes mistakes that are so detrimental that it has to close its doors, it makes room for somebody else to step in and do the job right.
Right. You know, and it's what's so hypocritical about this whole thing is the government's out there calling these banks predatory lenders when, in fact, they were making loans to people who, you know, were likely not to pay the loans back. Sounds like predatory borrowers to me. However, then they make, you know, they call these people predatory lenders. Then they give them millions and millions of dollars to bail them out. That doesn't help the stockholder. It doesn't help the average individual. It helps those guys on top in those banks.
Sure enough. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, and it just seems like just another reason to stop paying taxes. I mean, we understand they're going to print out the money anyway, so it really won't matter in the wash whether you do or not, but to actively support this kind of nonsense, this corporatism, this fascist business tendency of the government is distasteful at best. Anyway, let's continue with your calls. Jeremy is on the line in Montana. You can call about anything. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, if y'all had more of these discussions, you know, you might be more on the air at KGZ, you know. But y'all like to talk about a lot of things that are really obsolete. But like John Stokes at KGZ has been, you know, I'm sure with help, has been talking about these things for many years now, and now it's coming down. y'all just now want to talk about it, you know. What we say here in Montana is, you know, you're supposed to be prepared for these types of things, and your credit can be worth gold right now, but if you don't have the money, I mean, you can't go get a car loan or a house loan or nothing.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, I'm having a heck of a time getting a loan on a house, and you know, I've got a house, but I was wanting to pay off some of the debt that I incurred in building it, and I thought, well, I'll get a little mortgage here and take care of the last little bit. And I'm having a heck of a time getting it, and I've got, you know, I own the house outright, for God's sake. You're right there, but
I'd
like to correct you on the accusation there. We've been telling people to buy gold and silver and questioning the stability of the market since 2004.
Yeah, but I mean, anytime anybody calls up with any kind of truth on liberty and things like that, you know, they call it what's that word? Conspiracy on liberty. It's not a conspiracy.
I'm not sure what it is you're referring to, Jeremy.
It's not a conspiracy if it's the truth. You know what I mean?
What particularly are you referring to?
Most everything that GCN has on air to begin with.
That's the network that we're on. I'm not sure what you're getting at, though. You're suggesting that Free Talk Live is not talking about things that are relevant?
Well, sometimes y'all don't. Like, who cares how high an energy drink gets somebody? And I mean, who cares?
I don't think you're listening to the right show, Jeremy. I don't think we've talked about energy drinks.
Well, I mean, you've got to lighten it up now and then. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he's not talking about how bad the Democrats are every minute of every show. Sometimes he'll, you know, talk about psychological studies. Sometimes he'll talk about pop news stuff. And
right, and this is an open format
radio show.
So if someone wanted to call about energy drinks, we'd certainly talk about it. It's not in my show prep for tonight,
Yeah, I don't have anything like that either.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the call. I think he might have been having too much to drink tonight. 800-259.
Complaint and his complaint's valid, for himself.
Okay, maybe then. Yeah. 800-259 for his drunken self. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We go unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live, the most irrelevant show on talk radio. Go ahead. Hello? Amplifier.
That's what
line.
You get for not screening the call.
Going once, going by. All right. Well, Julia is joining us, our sometime third lady on the program, sitting here on the third microphone.
Only lady.
Only lady.
That's true.
Third
That's
microphone.
True. And good to have you back on the show. So let's talk about our vacation. I have been waiting all week to discuss this. And again, it's the show about your calls. You call. We don't get to the vacation discussion. But I think it was worth talking about because I had some observations from what happened. We went to Toronto, and there were a few different stories that I think were worthy of telling. I had never been to Canada before, and I think the last time I'd been out of the country was when I was with my parents on one of those Bahamian cruises. So it'd been a while since I'd left the country. And so obviously we were concerned with the whole border situation, number one. What was that going to be like? Because just the week prior to going on the vacation, there were stories hitting the news about how the Canadian border situation has become, you know, it's been more of a crackdown recently is what they alleged. And so I was wondering, well, what is it going to be like coming back? Because you had told me, Julia, that you'd been before and it was no big deal getting into Canada.
Yeah. But getting back to the States always sucks.
And you said it was really bad for you the last time that you came back, right?
Yeah. It was not bad in that they didn't let me in, just bad in that the way they treated me to let me back in, which was like a criminal, essentially. And they were screaming at me. And, you know, I was tired. I had been driving for a long time. I just want to go home and get in my bed, man. Just leave me alone. This time wasn't as bad. And actually, last year, the same thing happened. Right before I went, they were putting out news articles that claimed that Canada was cracking down on letting people in with any sort of misdemeanor.
Right, and you've got a marijuana arrest.
Right.
Or two.
Yeah, or three, or whatever.
So we'll talk about what happened when we got in, when we went out, and what happened in between, because there are a few interesting stories to tell, especially about the war on drugs. An observation in regards to the war on drugs in Prohibition, something we experienced that was a little different in Toronto. More on the way. You could take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 19, 2008. Gold, 863.70. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 889.13, 444.57 for half, 222.28 for quarter. That's 889.13, 444.57, and 222.28. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome Marcorsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with about 400,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
All right, so real quick here, we're going to continue to discuss our vacation, since people actually emailed me about it. Hey, when are you going to talk about your trip to Toronto? Okay, fine. So, we went to Toronto last week. Oh, by the way, I did get an instant message reminding me that we did apparently spend a long time talking about energy drinks recently on the show, which is fine. You know, that's the way the show is, and if you don't like it, you're welcome to call and complain. But it'd be better if you just called and talked about what you thought was interesting. That's the
we
point,
will change
right?
the subject if you call.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, and it was relevant. We were talking about addiction and caffeine and all that. So, back to Toronto. We went up through the Buffalo area, Niagara Falls. That was how we were going to enter Toronto. And we wanted to leave Toronto through a different route. We'll talk about that in a moment. But we went up through the, again, the Niagara Falls entrance. So you have to cross a bridge to get over Toronto. There's no sneaking across.
The Rainbow Bridge.
Whatever it is.
I believe so.
It wasn't a rainbow at that time. It was dark. And the, let's see. I mean, it was a pretty short wait. There weren't a lot of cars at that
time.
No,
we arrived at midnight maybe or
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really late. There was not a lot of cars. They were going through really fast. And I only had my ID. I thought I had my birth certificate in, and I was aware that you need a birth certificate and a driver's license to get into Canada. And mm-hmm. I discovered the day before we left, I frantically searched for my birth certificate,
could not find it,
knew that there was no way I was going to be able to get a copy of it in any that short of time because, well, I was born in New York, and bureaucrats just can't work that fast. I just knew that...
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So I grabbed my Social Security card, even though I knew that that wasn't really official, and I was probably going to get trouble for it. But I figured if I could get into Canada, I don't care about coming back. I'll just get detained. And
so we had a kind of a strategy going in, and I guess coming back out. And there were a couple friends that were visiting with us, who will go unnamed because it's not relevant. But basically, it was a car full of young people. And you know that when you're a cop... Yeah, and you see a car full of young people, there's a chance...
Suspicious already.
Yeah, there's a chance there's drugs, there's a chance there's something going on. So the strategy was to dress kind of respectable and the glasses, right?
Oh, yeah, we wore glasses. Glasses make you look smart and dorky. That's the look we were going for. And I unbuttoned my shirt because it was a guy. We were hoping for a guy.
Right.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
It makes sense.
In a classy way.
Confuse them with the boobage?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So
it confuses me, I must say.
So we were prepared for this, right? And the guy asked for all the identification from everyone in the car. Everyone else had passports. So there are three people in the car with a passport. Julia, all she had was she tried her Social Security card and her driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude took the all four of those things, sort of held them in a stack, and then asked a few questions, right? What did he ask?
Simple questions. Where are you going? What are you doing? How long are you going to stay? See you later.
Yeah, this is the standard stuff. And
sure.
As he was asking those questions, he wasn't even looking at the passports. He was just asking, maybe it was because of the boobage. I don't know. But he was just sitting there asking the questions, and then he handed the passports back without even having opened them, and we got right into Canada, so
right.
No
and
problem.
And that's been my experience. I've been to Toronto three times now, and every time I go, the Canadian side is, what do you want to do? You want to come spend money here? Okay, see you later. They just don't really care, which to me goes to show that it's really just, it's all an act. It's all the
security theater. Security theater, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because obviously, if there was a real threat, he would not have just waved us through. He would have been checking us out.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care who was going into Canada.
So we'll talk about getting out of Canada at the very end of the discussion. So we get into Canada. Everything's A-OK. And then later on Friday night, we wanted to see what Toronto was like. I mean, we got in late. It was like 2:30 or something before we got into Toronto. And so, but it's Toronto. It's a big city, 2.5 million people. Things are open late in Toronto, and so we went downtown to see what was out and about, parked the car, and as we're parking the car, we're looking at the signage on the side of the road, and it's very, very confusing. There was signage that was contradictory. The signage said stuff like...
Park here, no parking?
Well, there was a no parking sign, but not in the area we were parked in. Before that, though, it said that they would ticket you, essentially, if you were parking during certain hours during the daytime. But then there was another sign. I wish I'd written down exactly what they said because it was so contradictory. There was another sign that suggested that you could that you had to buy a parking ticket 24 hours a day. But the other sign made it very, very clear that...
And on the parking thing that you bought the tickets from, the time ended at 9 p.m.
Right. The times were written on the parking vending machine. So you'd have to go buy the ticket and then put it on the dash of your car. And it said what days and what times you had to buy tickets. So we figured we're good, right? We don't have to pay money to park here. So we went and we just went downtown and did our thing and came back. We probably parked at like 2:30. The time on the ticket that they wrote, that they printed out for us, was like 2:41. Mm-hmm. So 10 minutes later, some guy came along and ticketed the car. $30 parking ticket.
I get a parking ticket every time I go to a new city.
Is that right?
That used to happen. Now I just go to parking garages because I'd rather pay somebody up front than pay some bureaucrat later.
Well, you know what? It could very well be. It could very well be just the bureaucrat seeing an out-of-state car.
Yeah,
you know, I got Florida plates on. See an out-of-state car and knowing that,
didn't sign it, so we don't even know who the officer was who issued the ticket.
Yeah, well, the signature was a line. It was just like a
straight
line. And so, you know, what they do
No signature necessary.
This is my guess, because it's how bureaucrats behave. They figure, well, let's just give out as many tickets as we can, and inevitably a bunch of people will pay us, right? And that's what happens. It's what they're trying to do with me in this couch in my yard ticket. They didn't even fill out the ticket correctly, but they know that if they just put that ticket on something that's yours, there's a good chance you'll feel scared about what the possible ramifications might be, and you might pay it. Now, of course, I suggested to Julia that I should write them a letter, and Julia, you said you were going to pay it, but I should let you know you've got, like, 2 more hours to go and pay it, because you're supposed to pay it within 7 days. So I don't know if you've taken care of that yet. But I was trying to convince Julia. I was saying, well, let me write him a letter and let's see, you know, show me the obligation to obey your laws and I'll be happy to pay. Sort of this approach that I've been taking with the bureaucracies recently. But she didn't want me to do it, so we kind of had this.
My concern is, because I go to Canada every year and I plan to do it again next year, and my concern is that I'm not going to get let into the country because Ian is... got me blacklisted,
and there
because
is a
he
chance.
Wrote them a crazy letter.
Well, there's a chance that could be true, because the one thing the
Whose
guy
car
asked,
is it?
It's my car.
Then what's the problem?
Well, they could still say. What they can do is they
With
can
that car,
blacklist
they can
your
say,
license plate number.
I see.
So I suggested she gets another license plate, switch it on before she goes into Canada, but, you know, that's a lot of work. So she's probably going to end up paying the ticket, and, well, what can you do, right? So another ticket governmental bureaucracy, another example of how they don't even fill out their own forms correctly, and yet they still expect you to pay their tickets. Finally, we'll talk about the drug experience in Toronto. Toronto, marijuana is illegal, but you wouldn't know it walking around on the streets. Yeah, you would not know it. Within minutes... arriving on the street in Toronto, we smelled marijuana being smoked, and it wasn't the only time that we smelled it over the weekend. More on the way. We'll talk about what the marijuana situation is like there, because it's fascinating, as well as the alcohol situation, which is really bad. It's Free Talk Live.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
There we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include things like the wiki, with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. I want to come back to the Toronto story. We've got a gentleman waiting very patiently here. We're going to get to his call here in moments. And breaking news about our friend and super activist Lauren Canario. Hopefully we'll get to that tonight, too. She's been arrested again.
12 scientific studies, including numerous safety studies, laboratory studies, and 2 human clinical studies, appear to show that the active component in DEXC20 may assist in fat loss by reducing fat cell division and reducing fat storage. I know for me, it's a it's a appetite suppressant, and it's working. I've lost weight on it. I think it'll work for you. It's DEXC20. You can get it. It's in the gold box at Walgreens, GNC. You can get it at CVS, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
We'll get back to the Toronto stories here in moments. Let's first talk to Cliff in Florida on the Amp Line. Hello, Cliff.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Well, on my mind tonight is this whole thing that's been going on this entire week as far as the bailouts, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people are not realizing exactly what's going on. When you take a look at this, everybody will look at the market today and think that, everything's back to normal, you know, since stocks are up, et cetera, et cetera. But what's actually happening is this. They're not allowing the correction that's supposed to be happening right now to happen, which is, you know, houses are overpriced. So basically, you know, unfortunately, a lot of foreclosures should be happening right now. And basically bring the market back to equilibrium. So by them injecting all this liquidity into the market, putting all this money into the market, essentially, what they're doing is this. All the banks are getting bailed out. all the people are thinking that, okay, everything is fine with my 401k and my IRA or whatever else, but really in the long run, they're going to lose pretty much everything that they own.
They're building the house of cards on top of the already existing house of cards, right?
It's pretty much, yeah, something like that, you know, because people are thinking that everything is fine, but these bankers, they get to use the money first, so they're fine. They're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is as this money goes down through the market, everything, the price of everything, you name it, the price of everything will keep rising. So whatever money you have, wherever you have it, it's going to plummet. You're going to think that, oh, my God, the price of everything is going up. But the truth is, it's not going up. It's just basically they're devaluing the dollar. And they're telling you that, well, if you don't do this, then people are going to lose jobs and this and that's going to happen. But the truth is, all those things are going to happen anyway because of the fact that these banks can lend. They're not going to lend to each other. They're not even lending to each other at this point because of the fact that they realize that this is not a real. The market is basically gone bad. All right. So right now, all they're doing is buying up all these. They're buying up whatever good loans are left, and they're leaving us with all the bad loans basically, because basically the mortgages. So whatever bad debts are out there, whether it's from mortgages or from failed businesses.
Everybody in America is going to pick up the tab on all those bad lending through them printing out money. They're not going to actually increase taxes directly. They'll print out more money and they'll bail out these banks, and as a result of printing out money, inflating the money supply, all of the money that we have will become worth less. So I know I've got written down here for my list of things to do this weekend is to buy some damn gold, because
that's just part of it. Not only will the value of the existing dollars go down because of the fact that they injected more money into the market, but also the value of everything will keep going up. So therefore, getting laid off anyway because of the fact that these people can't afford to employ as little as they could before.
Well, also, isn't this also going to send another message to the bank saying, hey, guys, keep making bad loans. Well, you'll just get bailed out.
Sure. What's their reason for not doing it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, think about it. If no matter what kind of investment I make, you're going to bail me out, then what's my reason why I should make good investments? You know? So
it's
there's
bad
actually no
news.
Purpose for me. To
what do you recommend that people do? I mean, besides maybe buying a little bit of silver and gold, do you think there's anything else that's sensible?
You know, That's a good first step, but to be very honest with you, at this point, really kicking up the Free State Project and getting figuring out a way to get New Hampshire, the first state, to actually secede is probably one of the best things to do.
I think you're absolutely right.
Because people are going to think that everything is stabilizing, and the truth is it's not really stabilizing. It's a very, very short-term thing, and it may last for the next year or whatever. Like I told you guys last night, people are easily fooled,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what they're doing right now. Is they're fooling everybody into thinking that everything is stable, but the truth is, I promise you, this will not last more than, I give it, 2 years maximum.
You know,
and everything will just absolutely collapse.
I don't know about 2 years.
It's
difficult to say. The people have been, predicting the collapse for a long time.
A lot of smart
people have been saying that, and it's difficult to predict these things. Maybe it'll be 2 months. Maybe it'll be 2 decades. I don't think that there's any way that we can continue on with our monetary system the way it is. There's going to be a collapse.
Right.
It's going to hurt. Well, it's going to hurt the people at the bottom of the investment ladder, the middle class, because those are the ones that on which the backs of those are the backs on which this is all built. But you've got to be careful in mentioning secession and the Free State Project within the same breath. The Free State Project is not about secession and doesn't...
Many members, however, agree with you.
Right. I am a member of the Free State Project, advocate secession of the Republic of New Hampshire. You are a member and you...
Julia, how do you feel about secession?
Me? Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it. And do it soon.
If you're for if you believe that a state should go and be a free republic and likely have a much smaller government than what we currently have, go to freestateproject.org.
I see absolutely zero. In fact, I see negative benefit to the federal government whatsoever.
Yeah, the federal government only hurts. There's no benefit whatsoever.
New Hampshire won't be fighting any wars on any countries, I can tell you that.
And one of the greatest reasons to secede, of course, is to have more personal economic freedom. And let's get back to the story here about Toronto. Julia, you and I went over the weekend on a little vacation, which we actually really haven't had. I mean, my life's kind of like a vacation. But you were on vacation, and I accompanied you on your trip to Toronto.
Which, that's the unusual part.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice. Anyway, one of the things we wanted to do while we were up there was smoke a little marijuana, and we were too scared to bring the marijuana across the border. Yeah, there was always that chance something could happen. Next year we might just do it because
you're crazy.
Getting into Canada is no big deal. However, getting marijuana in Toronto is no big deal either, so there's really no reason to do it.
There you go.
Weed is better in Toronto, in my personal opinion.
Plenty of
or
reason.
At least really good.
I don't know. The weed... Go ahead, Mark.
Plenty of reason not to bring it in. They call it jail.
Yeah. Well, anyway, So in Toronto, when we arrived the first night, we're walking around downtown Toronto. We're thinking, all right, we've got to talk to somebody. We've got to go up to some dreadlocked hippie on the streets and find out where we can get some weed. So we're walking around, and you smell it in downtown Toronto. I mean, there's this guy. We're crossing the street, and we noticed as we were crossing the street, he's lifting up a hand-rolled cigarette.
He was lighting up a joint while walking across the crosswalk with a group of strangers.
So I actually asked him when we got across the street if he could help us find some, and he said no. You know, it's probably a weird thing being approached by somebody on the street, and it's, again, not legal to have there, so selling it might make people skittish. So, you know, that was totally understandable. But it was just kind of interesting, the attitude that people have there toward marijuana. It's pretty much tolerated. Even though it's illegal, it doesn't matter if you walk down the street and smoke it in Toronto. In fact, not only that, they have these neat marijuana consuming establishments. I mean, how would you describe the place that we went to on Sunday?
Well, I first discovered the first time I went to Canada, I went to what was called a hot box cafe, and essentially what it was a head shop, and then in the back, there was this giant sign that said BYOW, and you went outside, and they had a restaurant there, and you ordered food, and you were allowed to just smoke. And what was interesting about
that... Smoke your marijuana.
Yeah, smoke marijuana. What was interesting about that was that it was right over a neighbor, like right by a neighborhood. And so all these people were just smoking essentially in a backyard with apartments all around it. And I guess they don't complain. They don't care about it. Because here, you know, everybody's kind of got that busybody attitude. You know, if we started smoking a joint in the backyard, it'd only be a matter of time before somebody said something.
I don't know. I think our neighbors are pretty cool. But anyway, we'll come back, talk more about this particular establishment. Very interesting. We didn't go to the Hot Box Cafe. We went to a place called the Kindred Cafe. It's an interesting business model, and they've been doing it for 4 years, allowing people to smoke marijuana on their premises with no trouble from the cops.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and that allows you to take control of the airwaves to bring up whatever you want. The point of the program is your calls. SACL CAI brings you that toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you buy. Even used items, 41-plus categories to shop in. You go and shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, and not only will you get the stuff you want at great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, but you'll also help Free Talk Live at the same time by going through amazon.freetalklive.com. A few more thoughts about our trip. Julia and I took a little vacation to Toronto over the weekend, and we were talking about the marijuana, or cannabis, I guess some people prefer to call it cannabis, the cannabis situation there in Toronto. It is pretty cool up there. It's tolerated. It's still illegal. You can't sell it. You can't buy it.
Well, yeah, they have the same laws in Toronto pretty much as we do here in Canada.
Are they as draconian if you get caught? I highly doubt it. Didn't you tell me it was just a slap on the hand?
No, that's what they do, but they can't arrest you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm.
Well, they don't. People walk down the street smoking marijuana in downtown Toronto with a bunch of people around. So obviously, the people that live there feel very, very comfortable with their public cannabis smoking habits. In fact, there are, as you were beginning to tell us about, these establishments that are apparently all across the city.
There
competing.
Are four, I found out last time I went. So
for what?
There are four different hot box cafes.
They're all called the same name?
Well, that's...
Because there were a couple places we saw that weren't called that. They were just different.
Yeah. Now, this place we went to was a little different, and that's one of the things I really like about it is because of the competitiveness, they're all sort of a different style. The one we went to this time is the same one I went to last time, and I like this place a lot better than the Hot Box Cafe for several reasons. Number one...
It's called the Kindred Cafe, to give them credit.
Yes, and it is like a really nice house. That's the way it's set up. It's very modern looking. It doesn't smell like a head shop, which I'm not into that incense and all that typical
there
pothead
was no head
stuff.
Shop stuff there.
Yeah, right. There was no head shop, and that I liked about it. And also, at this place, you can purchase pot drinking products. So
they're actually selling food products with cannabis in it.
Right. So every year I go and get a pot milkshake, and there's a few other things you can buy, like pot hot chocolate.
Yeah, if you've never had a $13 milkshake before, this will be your first time.
And I gotta say, it's the best Disney milkshake World. I ever had in my life. They're so delicious. They barely taste like marijuana. You can taste it a little bit, but not really. They're very high quality.
Basically, what they do is they take a marijuana brownie and they blend it into the milkshake, as I understand it, right?
Yes.
So it's really nice. You walk in and there's this this sort of lobby area with some tables and some chairs, and there's a guy behind a counter and a register. They've got a few snacks that they're selling there, some baked goods. They've also got, I guess there's a guy in the kitchen making sandwiches and stuff like that. So you can order food, and as you mentioned, there's some drinks there. There's not just milkshake. I think they've got like pot chai tea. So you can order a drink, and then you go upstairs, right?
Right. You pay.
If you want to.
Yeah, if you want to. Downstairs is sort of the, if you're just looking for the coffee shop lounging experience, because they do offer food and drinks and coffee and stuff that does not have marijuana products in it.
Yes.
If you want, you can, there's three floors essentially, or two floors and an upstairs, which is outside. Because of the smoking ban in Toronto, you can pay $5 and smoke weed upstairs.
Outside, on
the roof. And we went up there for a second, and there's just hippies sitting around, old hippies sitting around smoking pot up there. And then if you want to pay, you can rent a room inside the house, and they have TVs in them and movies and Xboxes. $7.50 is what it costs
for
an hour.
American or?
Well, American, Canada, pretty much the same now.
Are they right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're I think.
Real close.
Yeah, they're close enough to where when you pay American, you're paying whatever it is, Canadian.
Okay.
And they have volcano vaporizers. For those of you who don't know, it's a really expensive, nice vaporizer. And so,
it's like a $300 vaporizer.
Yeah, so you rent these rooms out and you bring your own weed in and you close the door and you essentially just are able to lounge, hang out, and vape inside, and you can smoke upstairs if you want to.
It's a really, really neat business model, and they sell memberships basically to where
right.
If you're a member, you can go use the rooms on a regular basis, I suppose. And it's just fascinating that they've been able to operate. I asked them when we were leaving, how long have you guys been open? And do the cops mess with you? And they said, no, the cops don't mess with us. And that's because they're good neighbors. You know, they're not making a ruckus or anything like that.
Right.
And
they have pretty strict,
4 years.
Pretty strict rules as far as selling and buying is concerned. You cannot buy weed. You're not allowed to hang out there and look for weed and that sort of thing.
Got to bring it with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I liked most on the list of sort of rules or whatever, the things that you were agreeing to.
Right, they had the list of rules posted framed right there in the room where you were hanging out.
Was
so everyone knows what they are.
Spend money here. Like, don't just come here every day and, you know what I mean, not buy anything, essentially, is what they were saying. Like, what we offer is a service, and if you like this service, pay us some money. And I think a lot
buy
of
a drink or whatever, right?
Yeah, I just really like that because I think that services like that should be paid for.
You know, it shows people that aren't thinking what they need to do. You know, if you like what a business is doing, you do need to spend money with them. Otherwise, they're going to go
out of business. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, the idea that you could survive 4 years selling pot milkshakes, they are selling products with.
They just call them specialty beverages.
Yeah.
Like, can I have one of those special milkshakes?
Everyone knows. I mean, certainly the cops know by now what's going on there.
That's how they got the foie gras in Chicago back when they had banded there.
Right.
Could I have the special lobster? That's what they were doing.
Yeah. So I think it's fascinating. It's an interesting study in how even with a politically illegal situation in that there are, as you said, Julia, the laws are essentially the same. Even with the situation where politics hasn't changed the laws, you have a tolerance situation where the police are leaving people alone.
Well,
so it is possible to change
the liberal government's
things.
been in Canada for
no, it's a conservative government now.
It's just switched.
Yep.
And I think that
a couple of years ago they switched.
Yeah, they switched a couple of years ago, and people said, oh, you're going to see that go away. You're going to see that go away. But I think the attitude of the people in Toronto is still the same. And I say Toronto because I haven't really been to other parts of Canada.
It's just a matter of whether or not people are going to put up with this crap anymore or not. And if they keep putting up with being ruled, then they'll be ruled. And if they won't put up with it, then things like this can happen. New businesses can spring up and new ideas can flourish. And I just thought it was a wonderful example of a business operating completely on the fringe of the marketplace and in a sort of an illegal fashion and doing it successfully. It was very cool. So what was also interesting about the weekend in the realm of drugs was that it was easier, and this is kind of the comment on the war on drugs, it was easier to score marijuana and MDMA in Toronto than it was to get our hands on alcohol. We could not get our hands on alcohol in Toronto.
You went to a club and you couldn't get a beer?
Oh, they were selling beer at the club.
Okay. We're talking about going to the store and
first
purchasing.
Was Friday night. We went to the convenience store.
Yeah,
as we were going back to the hotel.
They don't sell beer. I thought, where's the beer? You
right,
don't have
what
a
the
beer
hell?
Section?
What kind of a convenience
store is
this?
How convenient
is
a convenience store with no beer in it?
They didn't have wine or beer or anything. No alcohol whatsoever. So I asked the clerk, how does somebody buy beer around here? Now, I understood it was late at night when we were there. And he said, well, you got to go to the state store. So it's like it's worse than New Hampshire, where, I mean, New Hampshire, they've got the liquor monopoly, basically. The state sells all the liquor here. But at least you can go to the grocery store and buy alcohol. You can buy beer and wine and stuff like that, the real basic non-hard liquor stuff.
But the liquor store closes at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. I want to know who stops. I don't start drinking till 11 o'clock on Saturday night. I just don't understand how that's reasonable at all.
No, it's not. It's not reasonable at all. And you'd think they'd want the extra sales. Maybe it's protection for the bars. I don't know what the thinking is behind this. The state stores closing that late. So the problem was we didn't really check too hard on what time the liquor stores closed before we went to one of them. We ended up getting there at like 9:05. And
you know they closed at 8:50. So.
Right. And then
they're bureaucrats.
Yeah. Then there was some guy in the parking lot that told me that, well, he knew of a store that was open to 10, and it was at this one place. And he seemed to be honest, but you never know when these people are going to be telling you the truth. So we punched it in on the GPS. Actually, the GPS wasn't working up there. We went back to the hotel and got the directions to this place, drove out there, like a 15-minute drive, because the suggestion was that there are some of the stores that are open late if you're out in the country. Like, if you're out in the outside of the city, you can get it at a convenience store because like the state doesn't want to build a store out there, so they allow a convenience store to sell it. And so going on what the guy in the parking lot said, we went out to this location and there was nothing there.
Sent you for a can of steam and a board straightener.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we struck out, man. We could not get our hands on alcohol, and it wasn't for lack of trying. It was amazing. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. Our friend Lauren Canario has been arrested by the feds in Concord, New Hampshire. It happened earlier today. We'll talk about that. Plus, we still have to tell the story of getting back into the country, because I think that's what a lot of people want to hear about, is what was it like going through the border on the way back into the United States? Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hey!